Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgambling.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Everybody loves Jim Larrañaga. He is fun, man. And he's a man of his word. If he said he's going to go get a McRib, he will go get a McRib.
He's going.
No doubt. Mike Cuño is in Spain. And, you know, he's there for the Dolphins for CBS4. And he was going to try to come on with us. It's, what time is it? 3 o'clock here. So what is it? 8 o'clock there. It's 8 o'clock there. 8 p.m.
Nine. It's 6 hours.
6 hours?
Yeah.
9 p.m. right now in Spain, and he had a delay on the runway last night. He missed Dolphins practice today. He didn't get into Madrid in time to catch Dolphins practice, but he just sent me a picture of something he's enjoying while he's there in Spain. That's churros y chocolate.
Oh, that's so good, man.
But look at that chocolate.
Oh.
That chocolate looks unbelievable, but I'm so proud of Cuño. You had said yesterday, hey, I hope Cuño is, you know, putting aside his health, you know, restrictions for a trip to enjoy some of the better stuff in Spain. And but then he texted me, I didn't love it. So,
what's wrong with this guy, man?
It's a great looking churros y chocolate.
Are you? That's the best churro I've ever seen in my life.
That place is delicious.
Well, how do you know?
I've been to Madrid.
But you don't know which place he's at.
I probably have an idea.
You have an idea of where he's getting his churros y chocolate?
Yeah, I do. I do too.
Madrid's as big as New York City.
Hawk, everybody goes to one place to get churros.
I'll ask him.
Y chocolate. I put it on his Instagram. I commented on one of his posts today. I said, if you don't go to San Ginés to get churros con chocolate, like, I'll fight you when you get back.
Just text him. What's the name of the place you're at?
San, S-A-N, Ginés.
Is that the place you were thinking of, Jimmy?
Most likely.
He has no idea.
I know. Most likely.
He told me he's going to the oldest restaurant in the world.
Cracker Barrel.
Right. Waffle House.
All right, let's do 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored. That's brought to you by the Lexus TX. Room for all your passions in three rows of luxurious comfort. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer.
So I was, before you get there, Hawk, I was waiting to ask Crowder, but Mike McDaniel is in Madrid and he's speaking Spanish or talking about speaking Spanish. He was asked about soccer. We have that audio. And I want to play that audio for you.
Yeah, do you have it? Let's hear it.
Yeah. Do you think he's a fan of soccer?
Of soccer? No. I did see the Spanish. I saw that clip today. He said, ¿qué tal?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is that the extent of it, or is there more?
That's the extent to it. That's it. But he went into a diatribe about why it would be an injustice to the English language or the Spanish language for him to attempt to speak Spanish.
Oh, that's fair.
So he said he loves bilingual people who speak predominantly English to him.
Okay. Let's hear it. Do we have the sound?
Here's Mike McDaniel when asked if he likes soccer.
Well, I think to answer your first question, football. Yes, I'm a avid. You know, I don't think I've missed a World Cup. That's as good as it gets in terms of you know, people from all over the world. Really, I think it kind of flexes the popularity of the sport globally. But in the World Cup, people fighting for their country and only being able to do so every 4 years. That firmly ingrained my passion to the sport. And I'm a fan.
I mean, wait a second. Are you a fan of soccer? What one would say, like me, you know, and I watch a little Inter Miami, whatever, but it sounds like he's like me. Hey, I'm not the world's biggest fan of soccer when the World Cup rolls around, though, because everyone's draped in the flag. I'm definitely paying attention, you know, during the World Cup. And he just kind of gave a definition of what the World Cup was, right, which I think that crowd knew. That was Mike McDaniel. Mike Cuno says he was at a place called Chocolateria,
yep,
or something.
No, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Chocolateria San Ginés. That's the spot.
Could have been a different Chocolateria.
It's possible.
Let me ask him if it was San Ginés.
Hawk, I'm back in on Mike McDaniel. He loves
After
soccer.
That it?
He loves soccer.
He doesn't love soccer.
Oh, he loves a beautiful game.
He
Come
does
on.
Not. Yeah. He was like, the World Cup.
No, he said he loved the World Cup.
Flexes its global power. Yeah, this is a good chat from someone. Mike McDaniel sounds like Solana when he lies, which is just he keeps going. Mm-hmm. It never gets anywhere. Yeah. And it's very obvious to everyone listening that he's not a fan of soccer, which is fine.
I'm very aware that I've got a little McRamblin' in me.
Yeah.
I definitely do.
Without question. All right, let's do headlines. Somebody says, where's Crowder? Crowder will be joining us momentarily. He's running a little bit late. Steve's house was a little further than he thought. We're going to listen this hour to the Don Bailey Jr. calls that he did. What was it? Syracuse. Yeah,
Saturday
we're against Syracuse. Yeah. So we'll listen to the Don Bailey Jr. calls. Don Bailey Jr. himself will join us in the 4 o'clock hour. The reason he's joining us on Wednesday, usually joins us on Thursdays, reason he's joining us on Wednesday is because tomorrow we're going to be live at the Amerant Bank Arena. We want to make sure we have time to talk with Doug Plagans and George Richards and, you know, our cast of hockey thousands. So that's why DBJ is going to join us today. Mike Cuno has just responded. He says, yeah, for San Ginés.
Right.
Salty churro, I was duped. So did he not get a sugar-covered churro? He got a salt-covered churro?
Why? I mean, you could just tell them, no, I want the traditional churro.
Says he was duped.
Duped about what?
I don't know. I don't know. I didn't even know they make salty churros.
I'm sure they have everything.
Right.
Could probably get, you know, lemon-covered churro if you want. Lemon-flavored churros.
Right.
Like, you could probably get whatever you want.
Well, I think it's what gets, like,
sprinkled on,
yeah,
top. I get what you mean. I'm just saying.
I've never heard of salt churro.
Sounds delicious.
I don't like salty desserts. You know, that's like a hot
Crazy.
Thing, the salted caramel.
Yes.
Nah, nobody needs that.
What do you mean?
Nobody needs that.
A chocolate bar with, like, sea salt sprinkled right on top?
Ridiculous.
So good,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Just so good.
All right, let's do headlines here.
Okay.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com.
The craziest stat from last night's sports world. You ready for this, Hawk? I'm about to blow your socks off.
All right.
Steph Curry was called for his first flagrant foul of his career.
Well, that makes sense.
Well, you don't seem very surprised.
Yeah, that makes sense.
No, it doesn't.
Nah,
17 years, 1,193
not
career
a physical
games.
Player.
Zero flagrant.
Yeah,
so what?
Yeah,
so
nah,
what?
That doesn't surprise me at all.
Yeah, but
I'm surprised that he got one.
Well, he got called a flagrant for stepping into the landing zone under Isaiah Joe's attempted three. So it was the lamest possible
so
way
that's not even a,
to be called for a flagrant foul.
Yeah.
But you see what
that
I'm saying?
Actually, now that you say that, the landing zone, that I would have thought he would have more of those.
Not only that, but the way he's picked
They're
on.
So quick with those. I hate those.
The way he's defended. You would just assume over 17 years, at some point, get in somebody's face.
But that's not a flagrant foul. That's more of a technical foul.
Right. But
flagrant, I'm thinking more of like a hard foul on the way to the basket or a breakaway foul. Just doesn't seem like his purview. What's going on there? I haven't read any of the stories. I've seen the headlines. What's going on in Golden State?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're getting a full Jimmy Butler experience.
I saw on Twitter this morning somebody had put together a whole bunch of tweets of fans watching Jimmy Butler and being exasperated at his game.
Those 12-point nights in the middle of November when you're 6-6 hit different. They hit different. Tobin summed it up. He's got the best take on this that I've heard anybody. Last year, Jimmy Butler gets there. He's got to play, what, 14 games to end the season?
Give you all.
Right into the playoffs. I mean, that's his money time.
Sure.
That's Jimmy Butler. Yep. They got that's Jimmy Butler. Well, guess what? Now they've got Jimmy Butler before the All-Star break. And Jimmy Butler before the All-Star break is annoying as hell, half-asses it 80% of the time, and
is making a ton of money doing it.
Making a ton of money. Makes more than Steph Curry, I think, this year. And when things go wrong, guess what? He's not everybody come together guy. He's, I'm going to put it on everybody to be better, but meanwhile, I'm really throwing teammates under the bus guy. Him and Draymond seem to be having some differences in the locker room. This is the Jimmy Butler experience. We've lived through it. Welcome, Golden State, to Jimmy Butler.
Clippers, Bradley Beal, fractured in his hip, undergoing season-ending surgery.
The way the Miami Heat fleeced the Los Angeles Clippers could go down as one of the greatest trades in NBA history. You're laughing. I'm not kidding. I'm not being Heat Homer guy here.
Come on.
Hawk, I'm not kidding.
Are you doing this because of 11 games of Norman Powell?
Are you downplaying 11 games of Norman Powell?
No, but you're calling it the greatest.
One of the greatest trades in NBA history. It could end up being one of the greatest trades.
Based off the first 11 games
yes.
of Norman Powell.
The Heat gave up Kyle Anderson and Kevin Love for a guy who's leading them in scoring, shooting above 40% from three, doesn't miss at the foul line, and he's been unstoppable.
Unstoppable. 7-4.
He didn't play three of the four games that they lost.
Well, how's that the greatest trade then?
We got hurt. The Clippers.
So he's missed 30% of the games.
The Clippers didn't want to pay Norman Powell after what should have been an All-Star season. Mm-hmm. And they said, hey, you know what? We'll throw him over to Miami. We'll give them a bone. And we'll replace him with Bradley Beal, who's going to get bought out in Phoenix. We don't have to pay him anything. And he'll give us basically the same production. Guess what? Beal's a bum. You know that. And Norman is going to be an all-star in the Eastern Conference this year, Hawk.
Based on the first 11 games, of which three he's missed.
You guys love to throw that around, 11 games this, 11 games that.
Because
the Heat are legit.
11 games in.
The Heat are legit. I'm not being Heat Homer guy. Look at all the numbers. They're committed to the offense. Sometimes a guy just fits, like a glove. You know?
I'm not saying he doesn't fit. He's exactly what they've needed. We've recognized that. But it's 11 games. You just talked about Jimmy Butler having played 14 games last season and everyone thought he was something that he's not.
Mm-hmm.
Now you've got a lesser sample size and you're saying that's all you need to see. I know I got the greatest trade in NBA history.
Yeah, I'm not calling it the greatest trade. I'm saying it could go down as one of the greatest trades in NBA history, depending on how this season ends. Regardless, the Heat fleeced the Los Angeles Clippers, fleeced them. When everybody was saying, Pat Riley's asleep, where's Andy Ellisberg? They got Norman Powell, who's going to be an all-star this year for nothing.
Okay. We've got the all-star starters in after 11 games, Jimmy.
I know, right?
Yeah.
You saw there's a new format for the NBA all-star game? They announced
yes,
it this morning.
I love it.
Do you really?
Yeah. USA versus the world?
Yeah, but the way that they're doing it, two teams of U.S. players and one team of international players, so that'll be world team, and then they'll compete in like a round robin, three teams.
Oh, that I didn't know.
I don't understand.
Yeah, just give me what USA and what NHL did. Make a few different teams if you want. Maybe do a team from France, a team from the U.S., and others.
Yeah, I don't think they would do that, though, because it excludes so many All-Stars. You know what I mean? Like,
well,
if you're going to have a team from France, you need five All-Stars from France. Who are the five All-Stars from France?
Wembanyama.
Mm-hmm.
Tony Parker.
Nicholas Batum. Yeah. Go back to what the All-Star game used to be.
It doesn't work.
Let's get everybody out there.
I like USA versus the world. I think that's cool.
They're trying to do something similar. Two USA teams and then a world team, and then they'll all compete. They're trying to do something similar.
1v1. Not one player, like one country versus all the others. Not round robin. Just best U.S. players, best international players.
If you're keeping score at home, I was talking about betting the Joker triple-double yesterday. It was minus 150 or whatever. He didn't get it, but he finished with 35, 15, and 7. The Bulls play the Pistons tonight. Pistons are 2.5-point favorites in Detroit. Anybody buying into Lenore Sellers coming to Miami next season? Todd McShay thinks it's a foregone conclusion.
That's going to be the routine every year. You're going to have to find an A-list quarterback every year. That's the methodology right now. If you go from Cam Ward to Carson Beck, you can't, like, all of us, although poor Emery Williams, but, you know, you can't, like, that's the methodology. So I would believe it. It seems like they've had plenty of money to pay Cam. They had plenty of money to pay Carson, so would make sense to me.
Should have paid Fernando Mendoza.
Yeah, who knew?
Cannell was on with Gelb yesterday. He said the Finns should flop for Fernando, which was the first time I had heard that. I like that.
I wonder. I mean, again, is it too little a sample size? Like, man.
If he's there, though. If he's there. Columbus kid, Miami kid.
I get it. I have no problem with it, but do you really know?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. But he's rising on everybody's big board.
No doubt. He should
and he
be.
Had his Heisman moment this past weekend. You saw that play where the wide receiver tiptoed in the back of the end zone against Penn State?
It was amazing.
Maybe the greatest catch I've ever seen.
It was the Gus Johnson call. Did you hear the Gus Johnson call on that?
Excellent.
It was terrible.
I've got no idea who Gus Johnson is, to be 100% honest.
What?
No idea.
What? I know who he is.
Are you joking?
No. I'm being honest with you.
You don't know who Gus Johnson is?
Why are you like angry with me?
Because
right
he's
now?
One of the top announcers in sports broadcasting.
I'm sure he is, and I'm sure he's an excellent broadcaster. But I don't know him.
How's that possible?
Why?
Because you watch sports.
I love sports.
But apparently you don't know who Gus Johnson is.
Crazy.
Yeah, I told you I don't know who Gus Johnson
That's
is.
That's crazy.
Why?
I bet if you...
I just told you why.
No, but I'm saying I know a million other commentators,
right,
a million
but
other...
in other words, like, could you go through sports watching? Like, could you not... Could you watch sports for the last 10 years and not know Kirk Herbstreit? Or
you think Gus, and this is not, this is not disrespect to Gus Johnson. I'm sure he's a fantastic broadcaster. You're putting him on a level with Kirk Herbstreit? Like, I grew up with Kirk Herbstreit.
But Gus Johnson has been the voice of college sports. He was like the first over-the-top crazy broadcaster. He lost his fastball, in my opinion. He's still a young guy. I just find it amazing that you've never heard of Gus Johnson.
What does he do, college football?
Mostly. I mean, did a lot of MMA for a while, but a lot of college football.
Okay. All right, I'll check out a game this week.
Crowder's there. I didn't even see Crowder was there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to hydro.com code fit and save up to $600 on your next hydro. Hydro.com code fit.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Hey,
Big Gus.
Gus
Johnson.
He doesn't know Gus Johnson, I bet.
No idea.
Yeah, well, give him the same reaction.
But he doesn't know broadcasters. Like, he doesn't know the difference between a play-by-play broadcaster and analyst. Like, he doesn't know anything about anything. He goes through life, like, in this blissful lack of knowledge.
What did I walk into? What's going on?
Gus
here?
Johnson was on the call for that Mendoza touchdown at the end of, what was it, Penn State? The end of the Penn State game. Did you see it? It was one of the greatest catches that you'll ever see in college football, yes, or any football, really.
Yes. Amazing. Amazing play. Amazing catch.
Gus Johnson was on the call, and it was a crazy call by Gus Johnson because he lost his mind, but that's what Gus Johnson does. But I find it hard to believe that Solana, who is a sports broadcaster, and I mean play-by-play, not talk show host, doesn't know who Gus Johnson is. That's shocking to me.
Maybe it's because I don't watch too much college football. Of the big major sports, probably the sport I watch the least of. And
but
maybe
he's not
that's
just
why.
College football.
Yeah, yeah. I realize that. I'm not like telling you that he's not a big broadcaster. Clearly he is. I mean,
I'm not outraged. I'm just surprised that you never heard of Gus Johnson.
I know Gus Edwards.
Okay, thank you. That's a good addition.
Mm-hmm. I know Agustin Ramirez, the Gus Bus.
Sure. Yeah.
No, Gus Bus is the old UM running back.
Yeah, somebody makes a great point. Solana told the truth for once and is getting hell. You know, this is why I lie about everything.
Because it would have been very easy to just go, yeah, that was
Well, I did because you said that was a Gus Johnson call. And you looked at me with your eyes wide open. And I said, epic. And you said it was terrible. And at that point, you had me.
I'll show it to you during the break. Where are you, Crowder?
Charlotte.
Who's Steve?
Steve Smith, the receiver, the old receiver.
The dumbest text I've ever received in my life. We didn't know you were out of town. We didn't know anything. All I knew was that tomorrow you were going to be in Bristol or somewhere, yeah, like because you weren't going to be at the Ameren Bank Arena. And then just out of nowhere, I said at the beginning of the show, we get a text. He's like, hey, running late. Steve's house is out of the way. Nobody knew what you were talking about. We made some guesses. Okay. We guessed Steve Francis. We had Steve Harvey, but you had just talked to him.
Nash.
Steve Nash, we thought. Yeah.
Steve Nash didn't get back to us. Well, this is a perfect encapsulation of me just floating through life. I'm actually going to Bristol next weekend, next Thursday. But, Hawk, it's not Bristol. I'm going to Daytona Beach. So that was wrong by me.
Oh, you're doing that? You're going for a first take for one of the HBCU
yes,
shows?
Yes, the Bethune-Cookman.
How do I know
HBCU.
That and he doesn't? He told me he's going to Bristol for first take. But if he would have told me, I'm doing first take, but I'm going to wherever, I would have said, oh, you're doing part of the HBCU tour.
And I think I whispered under my breath yesterday at the studio, man, I hope Steve Smith doesn't cancel on us. But for some reason, you heard it, even when I didn't say it to you. So, yeah, I pretty much float through life. I don't know who Gus Ed Johnson is at all.
Makes sense. Yeah.
So I'll be at the Amerant Bank Arena on Thursday.
Look at this. That's tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
How about that? Now Solana doesn't have to go.
Perfect.
Solana. I can see that Kendall brain working already.
I'm there.
All right. Well, we'll see you tomorrow. That's very exciting. Now I'm meeting Appel before the broadcast tomorrow at the Amarant Bank Arena for McRibs. Hmm. Would you like to meet us? There's that McDonald's. I think it's on Sunrise.
It's right there.
Yeah, it's on the corner where the gas station is.
136 and Sunrise.
Yeah. You want to meet us there for McRibs?
I'll meet you. That's where I get all my candy and free drinks from.
That's a good corner. Yeah. That's a good corner.
Yeah.
Is there no McDonald's in Sawgrass Mills Mall? Because we could knock two birds with one stone out here.
Because you've never been to Sawgrass Mills.
We can get the McRib, all of us together. And I can hit up Sawgrass Mills for the first time. I walk into that food court, I've been to Sawgrass Mills.
That's fair. Maybe we should do it that way. I don't know if they have one in the food court or not.
I don't believe so. And the food court is a mile and a half away from
the
door.
It's just not worth the effort. But there is something about going to Sawgrass Mills, buying a piece of luggage, and getting a churro from Churro Mania. Those are the two things you do when you go to Sawgrass Mills. You have to buy luggage and roll it through the mall as you shop.
Right.
And you got to get a churro at Churro Mania.
Okay. All right. I'll consider it. What if I did the show tomorrow? Uh-huh. You guys go to the arena. What if I did the show on StreamYard with my phone, walking around Sawgrass Mills?
Nothing would make me happier. Nothing would
with
make
a suitcase.
Me happier.
Yeah. With a suitcase.
Nothing would make me happier.
How do all them damn suitcase places stay open?
Because everyone buys a suitcase. I don't know why, but everybody buys a suitcase at Sawgrass Mills.
There's 27 suitcase stores.
It's insane. I don't know why.
Well, it's dummies like Crowder who buy the motorized suitcase, right? You're guilty of this.
It's like everyone walking around with suitcase. Like, if you walk around any mall and you see someone rolling a suitcase, it's odd. Except at Sawgrass Mills, where everyone's rolling around a suitcase. The strangest thing.
I assume they bought a suitcase and then they continue shopping and put their new stuff in their suitcase.
Right. But why do you show up at the mall and need a suitcase?
Well, that's crazy. Yeah.
The reality is, like, you get the Brazilians, the Argentinians,
the South Americans, so they actually buy stuff to bring home. They load it up into the suitcases and then boom, they're out of there.
My family will load up.
Some of them literally come in for the day. So they fly in, they go to Sawgrass, they shop. They're going to fly out that night. They don't even have a hotel.
But that's a business that those people are.
Or they're coming in for holiday shopping, specifically just to shop.
This is crazy to me. I've talked about it before. My wife, I always say I don't do anything. I'm lazy. Asia has an Airbnb. And like as we were thinking about it, the anchor is Sawgrass Mills Mall. And people come there for vacation, which is so crazy to me. You plan a vacation around going to a mall 4 or 5 days.
I want to go to that one in Minnesota. I want to plan a vacation around that mall.
But Hawk, that has an amusement park in the middle. Like Sawgrass Mill is a big ass mall.
Which is exactly why don't downplay it
in front of Solana.
That's absolutely right. No, he's right.
I am not going to have you unwork 3 years worth of work.
No, you're so right, Hawk. I mean, what the hell am I driving 2.5 hours to go to this mall without an amusement park in it?
Well, there is an amusement park by Churomania. No, there is. There's the car ride machine, you know, the car that bounces around, and there's that little carousel, a 4-person carousel. When I say little carousel, little carousel. It's by Brandsmart. There's a massage parlor. There's Brandsmart. There's Churomania, and then there's the little amusements.
Well, those are your sports headlines.
You love the carousel, Solana.
You're going to have the best time. This is so exciting. Do you need any luggage? I actually think I need some luggage.
Oh, goodness.
I could use a new carry-on.
I'll tell you what. I could use a new carry-on as well. Yeah, because you travel all the time, Crowder. You have one of those like newfangled carry-ons that...
The square ones. They're like very sharp.
It fits in all the compartments. Right. It'll never not get through security, but it holds 4 cadenzas worth of clothing.
I don't. I have a Rolly book bag conversion, so I can really sneak beat the system. Because it's carry-on size, but you go in the back and pull out 2 straps and you can put it on your back. So it's a roll. It's a personal item.
But you
got to
throw everything in the main compartment. It doesn't have separate compartments.
Yeah, no, it's that main compartment. And my trick is I can double up on top because I have 2 rollies, but as I walk through TSA, I have a book bag
So you have, I got you.
So it's a personal item as a book bag, but it's bigger than my actual rollie bag. I've been killing this, buying a ticket and all that stuff.
Killing the game.
It doesn't sound very efficient. Honestly, it doesn't to me. Like, just get yourself a book bag
that holds 4 cadenzas worth of clothing.
See, you can't. I'm looking at it right now. It's laying on the bed. Genius idea.
I may meet you there early and get myself a little.
All right, well, let me know.
We'll carry on.
Don't put your suitcase on the bed, by the way. That's how you get bed bugs.
That's how you get bed bugs because you're nasty.
No, that's how you take bed bugs home.
Correct.
It's not how you get bed bugs.
Correct.
It's how you get them home.
So I can put my butt and my back on the bed, but not my suitcase?
If you put... Yeah, because if a bed bug goes through your ass, that thing is going to be... No chance it makes it home. Gets into your bag, it's very possible that thing ends up back in Davie.
I just sit on all the beds and all the bed bugs run.
You could be working for Terminex.
That's why you're not so... I mean, we've talked about this, Hawk. You'll lay in bed, right, without showering. Not in a disgusting way, just in general, like street clothes. You'll lay in bed.
At a hotel?
No, at home.
No.
Was it you? I guess it was Crowder who said he just goes right to bed.
Yeah, I'll get in bed without washing. Yeah.
No, I can't get in bed unless I shower, take off my clothes. Like, I'll never lay down in bed with street clothes.
I don't know if I would go, like, I wouldn't lay down in bed in street clothes, but I don't necessarily, like, if I had a long day or whatever, I don't have to shower. I'll change out of my street clothes.
Yeah. You don't wash your sheets, Solana?
Yeah, I wash my sheets, but I don't want my sheets to be dirty while I sleep in them. Mm. And I don't want to risk something I picked up on the outside getting on my
that's
sheets.
Right. That's right. You're real sickly, so anything you pick up is going to make you sick. My bad. I forgot, bro.
Listen, man, you want to sleep in whatever disgusting filth you've brought in from the outside? That's on you, man. That's
your
on you.
Your middle name is autoimmune, whatever that damn thing is. You a little sick thing.
Somebody says, does Hawk mean credenza? No. Cadenza. Isn't it a cadenza?
No.
Is it a cadenza credenza?
We've talked about this.
I know, but I get it wrong? No, cadenza. Yeah, it's a cadenza. No.
Cuz
a cadenza is a virtuoso solo passage inserted into a movement in a concerto or other work. Mm. So I think I did mean credenza.
Look at you. You knew that the C in concerto is pronounced CH.
Well, I'm not you.
What's a concerto?
A credenza is a long, low piece of furniture with a flat top, cabinets, and drawers. Interesting. All right. So I did mean, texter, thank you, a credenza.
I forgot the word. I made that conversation racial, but I forgot the word black people use for credenza.
Oh, when we did the bit?
Yeah, it was the thing you put the TV on the top and the shelves on the bottom. Man.
I love how
And the TV, you close, the TV gets covered by doors. What's that called?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. But it was like you could see through those doors, though.
No, you close it. Like, if you walk in the living room and there's no TV, and then boom, TV. Oh, man, what's it called? We had one, and I thought we made it in life.
Like the stereo cabinet. Is, but wasn't it? It may have been a credenza, no? Man, I know. I remember the bit that we did. I cannot remember the name of it. Because we said the word of 1,500 times in one show.
I do remember Adirondack chairs, which I'll never forget. Hawk was more surprised that I didn't know what an Adirondack chair was than me not knowing Gus Johnson.
That sounds like me.
It is Adirondack chair season right now. Just beautiful to be outside in your Adirondack chair.
Totally agree.
Your weather. South Florida is currently at 73 degrees tonight. The lows will drop into the mid-60s. That is brought to you by our friends at Chill Zone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems.
Curio?
Visit ChillZoneAZ.com.
Curio?
Man, this is going to kill me. A Lomach. Boomerang. It's a weird word.
We're going to play the DBJ cuts from the Syracuse game. Do you want to talk about Tootsies here, or are you just getting situated and I can talk about Hard Rock?
Hold on.
Look at this. He's almost ready.
Oh, I can always talk about Tootsies because I love it.
Crowder will tell us about Tootsies, and then we'll play some DBJ calls in the next segment. DBJ will join us in the 4 o'clock hour.
That's it. And y'all need to head to Tootsie's Cabaret. I have really been going there 20 years. Drafted in 05, it's 2025. Went my rookie year, and I'm going hell. I went last week. But check out Tootsie's. Football season is great, but it's all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, MMA, UFC, the arm wrestling. There's dozens of TVs at Tootsie's. You can see all the games. And during commercial breaks, the beautiful entertainers. They've been there 20 years, too. Not the same
Armoire.
One, I promise you.
Armoire?
What's that? Armoire. Armoire.
Gino Toretta just texted me. He got it. Armoire.
My man. I appreciate it. Armoire. Boy, I take my Armoire and Tootsies, put my money in there. We got something going. Tootsies is actually the largest script club in the world. They're open from noon to 6 a.m. That's 18 hours of delicious food. Now, they don't just have a guy back there with a little fry pot. It is a full kitchen. The food is delicious. They have food specials all the time. $100 bottles, half-price drinks until 8 p.m. every single day. Two levels of entertainment. They have a sports bar in the back with pool tables. It's gigantic. It's the largest strip club in the world. You know it is gigantic. And Dolphins games, Finns games, Canes games, you got to go to Tootsie's. Tailgate at Tootsie's now. You go there before. Afterwards, you don't want to sit in that traffic? Go to Tootsie's. It's a couple miles away. And if you bring your ticket from a Finns or a Canes game, you get in free all night. And during game days, there's no cover on game days until 6 p.m. for everybody. I'm telling you, you got to go to Tootsie's. And on Sundays now. On Sundays, go to Tootsie's for the tailgate takeover. I like the tailgate there. I don't have to worry about the rain and the sun, buying food, messing with the grill. Go to Tootsie's. $10 menu from noon to 5 p.m. on Sundays. Chicken wings, smash burger fries, fried shrimp or fries, cheese pizza, and chicken nachos. Only $10 from noon to 5 p.m. on Sundays. Save your money. Don't worry about the rain. Head to Tootsie's and check out the tailgate takeover. Go to Tootsie's Cabaret. I'm telling you, great food, great drinks, beautiful entertainment. Go to tootsiescabaret.com for more information.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Is there any possibility that Billy the Marlin is a bird?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
All right, we're going to have a $50 gift card for Twin Peaks to give away sometime before 6 o'clock. And Don Bailey Jr. is going to join us in the 4 o'clock hour, talk some Hurricanes, NC State, and all that hoo-ha. But I wanted to play the Don Bailey Jr. calls from Saturday's game against Syracuse because we didn't get to them yesterday, and this will be a quick segment, so I want to get right to it. Do we have what we gave them and then also the calls?
Yes, sir.
All right, so which one are we going to do first here?
We're going to go Mansions in Wisconsin
and
the T-Pain line.
We got on that topic. Why? Because Gino, I think, was going to the Wisconsin. Yeah, Gino joined us last week from Wisconsin. It was this Wisconsin-Washington game. And so we started talking about Mansion in Wisconsin, and then DBJ was coming on in the next segment. We're like, well, let's give him that. So here is the T-Pain line.
Put you in a mansion somewhere in Wisconsin.
All right, let's hear what Don Bailey Jr. did during the Kane-Syracuse game.
Collins the throw. It's going to be intercepted by Scott. Scott's got it at the 30-yard line. Breaks the tackle, 25-20, 15-10. Here we go. Keontae Scott will take it all the way home for Miami. Touchdown. It's a pick six. And now there's joy at Hard Rock Stadium. Davis with the extra point coming. High snap, and he sends it through, and it's 14-0 Miami.
Keontae Scott, I'm going to put you in a mansion in Wisconsin after plays like that.
The only thing, again, I think they hit funnier when he does the line without trying to wrap it into the game. So yeah. It's just apropos of nothing. It just gonna put you in a mansion in Wisconsin falls out of the sky. But that's all right. He did it. That was good.
I don't know if we gave DBJ who he was talking to, because I'm sure that little kid doesn't want to be in a mansion in Wisconsin with DBJ.
Probably not, but he's going to put him there. And then the other line that we gave him, we only gave him two lines. The other line we gave him, we had given him, this was the fourth consecutive week.
Yep.
And I said, you're going to do this line.
Kind of threatened him a little bit.
I did. I was ready to attack him. It's Papa Roach. Play the line from the song, Jimmy.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort.
I've been waiting 4 weeks for this. There's only three games left in this hurricane season, Crowder. Surprisingly, there's only three games left. He finally did it. Let's hear it.
Here's Pringle again, running left side. Look out. He breaks the tackle at the 10, at the 5, and he's into the end zone for a touchdown. 19-yard touchdown for Pringle, his fourth of the season, and it's a hurricane party now. It's all Miami. Hurricanes huffing and puffing. It's the hurricane party. They lead it 27-3 with 2:25 to go in the third quarter.
Pringle with the burst. CC Maui Noah with the lead block and the escort into the end zone. Another 6 points for your Hurricane. Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort.
Yeah. I wanted it to be a little angrier, like Papa Roach. That was more poetic, like Maya Angelou. But it's still, he got the line in. So cut my life. Yeah, it was like cut my life into pieces. It almost like it was like a bakery commercial or something. I don't know. There, Papa Roach very angry, but. Yeah, I'll take it. There you go, Don Bailey Jr. So we have a couple lines to give him in the 4 o'clock hour today, right? We're going to give him the line from the Celine Dion song from Titanic. Yesterday,
yes,
of course, Leonardo DiCaprio's 60th birthday, and we were playing the Titanic theme. I was filling my car with gas in Deerfield Beach, and some guy drove by. He was filling his car with gas, and he was leaving. He goes, "Hey, happy 60th to Leonardo DiCaprio," and he drove off. I watched Titanic last night.
That video was weird. For some reason, I didn't think people in Ferraris listened to our show.
I said to him, I go, "Nice car, brother. That was impressive." Man.
For some reason, somebody in a Ferrari, I think, would be above us. I don't know why. I'm like,
so we're going
nice
to give him
car.
Celine, right? The beginning of the Titanic song, which is what? To try to think of the song. I've got Papa Roach in my head now.
I've got the national anthem in my head. I don't know why.
Every now in my dreams, I see
Every
you.
Every night in my dreams, I see you. I feel you. Is that what we're giving him?
He better work that in somehow.
Yeah.
I don't know how, but yeah, that's what we're giving
him. And then we're going to give him what Tua said today in Madrid.
I want to play it in the next segment.
Okay.
Just
all right.
Because.
Let's take a break. That's a good call.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Well, I love Zephyr Hills.
There is no Zephyr Hills. It's Zephyr Hills. We've been over this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatic Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatic's events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatic Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgambling.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatic Sportsbook app.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.